If you keep battling cravings, skipping workouts, overeating, or falling into the I'll start over Monday cycle, this episode will help you understand what's really happening in your brain. You'll learn how to stop reacting, resisting, and distracting yourself out of self-trust and start becoming the kind of woman who can feel an urge without letting it run the show. This is a powerful conversation about habit loops, emotional resilience, and how naturally toned women are built. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 109. Today, we're talking about urges. And before you tune me out and think, oh, great, this is going to be about cravings and white knuckling my way past chocolate chips and skipping happy hour snacks, stay with me because this is bigger than food. This is bigger than workouts. You know, this is bigger than your arms. This is about what you do in the moment when a part of you wants immediate relief, immediate comfort, immediate pleasure, and another part of you wants the life you said you actually wanted. That moment right there, that is where self-trust is either built or broken. And most women have absolutely no idea that this is the moment that matters most. They think the problem is the urge itself. They think, if I could just stop wanting the cookie, if I could just stop wanting to skip the workout, if I could just stop wanting to numb out on the couch and snack after dinner, then I'd finally be consistent. But that's not the problem. The urge is not the problem. Your relationship with the urge is the problem. I'm going to say something a little bold right out of the gate. Most women are not failing at toning their arms because they lack discipline. They are failing because they keep treating every uncomfortable urge like an emergency. That's it. That's the whole circus. And listen, I get it because I used to do the exact same thing. I used to think that if I wanted something badly enough, that meant I should either have it or panic about it. Real mature, Christine. That was basically my system. Either give in or make the whole thing wildly dramatic. And if you ever tell yourself, I don't know why I keep doing this, while standing there in your kitchen eating something you weren't even hungry for, or if you've ever skipped a workout and then made it mean you were back to square one, this episode is for you, because what if the urge is not evidence that something's gone wrong? What if the urge is just evidence that your brain learned a pattern? And what if changing your arms has less to do with motivation and more to do with learning how to sit through a moment without abandoning yourself? That's what we're talking about today. Most women think their struggle is food, or consistency, or age, or hormones, or their schedule, their metabolism, or the fact that their husband keeps bringing chips into the house like he's stocking a gas station. But underneath all of that, there's a deeper issue. They don't trust themselves to handle discomfort. So the second an urge shows up, they act like the urge has authority, right? The urge says, skip today, and they skip. The urge says, you deserve a treat, and they eat. The urge says, you already messed up, and they keep spiraling. The urge says, you can start Monday, and suddenly Monday has become your part-time job. Have you noticed this about yourself? That sometimes the moment you feel discomfort, your brain starts negotiating like a crooked lawyer, right? It has exhibits, it has closings, it has emotional manipulation, it has a full legal team. This has been a hard day. You need a break. One workout doesn't matter. You can be serious tomorrow. You already blew it. You're too old for this to even make that much difference anyway. And because those thoughts feel convincing in the moment, you follow them. Not because they're true, because they're familiar. That's the part women miss. They think urges are powerful because they feel intense. But intensity does not equal truth. And familiar does not equal wise. I remember a season in my life when I was trying so hard to be disciplined. And on the outside, I probably looked like someone who had it together. I was raising kids. I was working. I had spent years as a dental hygienist teaching people habits, prevention, long-term care. I understood consistency intellectually. I understood what repeated action could do. But there was this gap between what I knew and how I actually showed up for myself. And I remember one specific moment standing in my kitchen after a long day as a single mom. The house was finally quiet. You know, I was tired in that deep kind of bone level way where you don't want one more person needing one more thing from you. And I remember wanting relief, not hunger, relief. And that moment taught me something. What I wanted wasn't food. What I wanted wasn't rest in the true sense. What I wanted was to get out of my own body for a minute, to soften the edge of the day, to be done. And in that moment, I realized how many women are doing the exact same thing. They think they have an arm problem, but really, they have a relief problem. They are constantly looking for ways to escape discomfort, disappointment, loneliness, boredom, frustration, self-judgment. And then they wonder why they can't follow through. Listen, if every urge becomes an escape hatch, of course your habits won't stick. You don't need more shame about that. But what you do need is to understand it, because once you understand it, everything changes. So here's the broken narrative. If you want to get toned arms, you need more willpower. No, that's lazy coaching. That's the kind of fitness advice that sounds tough, but actually teaches women nothing. Just be more disciplined. Just stop eating the junk. Just push harder. Just want it more. That advice has been floating around for years. And if it worked, women would not still be crying in dressing rooms under fluorescent lighting trying on sleeveless tops. The old fitness industry has made millions, making women think the issue is a character flaw. It's not. And let me say another uncomfortable thing. Starting over every Monday is not discipline. It is self-distrust in activewear. That little cycle where you go hard, fall off, feel ashamed, then create a new stricter plan like you are rebranding your whole life by Tuesday morning, that is not commitment. That's panic. And panic is a terrible coach. So another truth bomb, punishing yourself after an urge does not make you stronger. It makes you resent the process. So many women are trying to build beautiful arms using the emotional energy of self-contempt. Now listen, that is like trying to grow flowers in a freezer. It does not work. You cannot hate yourself into consistency. You cannot shame yourself into trust. You cannot build a naturally toned woman identity from the belief that you are always one bad choice away from blowing your whole life up. That identity will never hold. So let's talk about what an urge actually is. An urge is just desire that has been practiced. That's it. It's a learned expectation. your brain has connected certain moments with certain rewards. You know, after dinner equals something sweet. Stress equals snack. Lonely equals wine. Bored equals pantry. Missed workouts equal screw it. Couch equals scroll and munch. Your brain has simply learned, oh, this is what we do here. And because the brain loves efficiency, it starts serving that urge up automatically. Not because you're broken, because you are trained. That means the urge itself is not proof that you want the wrong things forever. It is proof that your brain got very good at a pattern. And patterns can change. This is where I want to give you four options for what women usually do when an urge shows up. They react, they resist, they distract, or they observe. So let's break those down. So the first one is react. This one is obvious, right? You feel the urge and you do the thing. You want to skip the workout, so you skip it. You want the handful of candy, so you eat it. You want to order takeout because the day was chaotic, so you do. Okay, you want to tell yourself, I'll start tomorrow, and you listen. Reacting feels relieving in the moment. But every time you react, you strengthen the loop. Your brain learns, perfect, that strategy worked. Let's absolutely do that again tomorrow. The second one, resist. Now, this is the white knuckle option. This is the clenched jaw option. This is the internal screaming. This is, no, stop it. Stop wanting that. Stop thinking, what is wrong with me? A lot of women think this is discipline. It's not. It's just a fight. And the reason resisting doesn't work long term is because it's exhausting. Also, when you are busy wrestling with the urge, you can't actually learn from it. You can't see what thought created it. And you can't see what feeling is underneath it. You can't see the pattern. You're too busy trying not to feel like a person who wants something. Okay, now the third one, distract. This one is sneaky. Distracting can look productive. You clean, you scroll, you work, you eat something healthier, you busy yourself, you reorganize a drawer nobody asked you to reorganize, you tell yourself you're managing it, but a lot of the time you are just avoiding the moment. And avoidance keeps the pattern alive because you still never learn how to be with the urge without obeying it. Sometimes women even swap one reward for another. I won't eat the chocolate, but I'll have 3 protein bars. Girl, let's not put a wellness costume on the same habit loop and call it growth. If the issue is still, I cannot tolerate this feeling unless I reward myself, then the loop is still running the show. Okay, the fourth one, observe. This is the one that changes everything. Observing means you notice the urge without answering it. You let it be there. You don't react. You don't fight it. You don't run from it. You watch it. You feel it. You get curious. And this is where women panic because they think observing means suffering. It doesn't. It means growing up emotionally. That's what it means. It means no longer treating every desire like a command. So let me give you a metaphor because I love a good metaphor. And honestly, they help more than half the internet's advice. I want you to imagine that inside your brain, there is an adult and there is a toddler. The adult is the wise part of you, the part that cares about your future, the part that wants energy, strength, confidence, follow through, toned arms, peace, integrity, the part that knows you feel better when you lift weights, eat like someone who respects herself, and stop making every hard day mean you need a reward. That's the adult. Then there's the toddler. The toddler wants relief now. The toddler wants comfort now. The toddler wants the snack, the skip, the excuse, the numbing, the easy button, the we'll do it tomorrow speech. The toddler doesn't care about your goals. She does not care about summer tops. She does not care about your triglycerides. She doesn't care about how your shoulders feel in tank tops. She cares about immediate gratification. Now, here's the kicker. You trained the toddler. Okay, that's the part nobody likes, but it's the truth. If every evening after dinner, you gave your brain something sweet, your toddler now expects dessert. If every stressful day ended with snacking on the couch, your toddler expects the couch buffet. If every missed workout turned into, well, might as well quit for the week, your toddler expects the spiral. You trained the expectation. And now the adult part of you has finally stepped in, right, and said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. I want a different life. I want to become a woman who follows through. I want to trust myself. I want toned arms. Yes, but more than that, I want peace. And the first time you tell that toddler no, she loses her little mind, absolutely unwell. She's on the floor in Target emotionally. She is screaming, this is unfair. We always do this. I need it. Just this once. You've had a hard day. You can start tomorrow. Why even bother? This isn't working anyway. Right? Sound familiar? That is an urge. An urge is your conditioned lower brain throwing a tantrum because it expected a reward and didn't get one. That's all. Which means the urge is not dangerous. It's noisy. And noisy is not the same thing as powerful. Most women think the hard part is saying no. It's not. Saying no is actually the easy part. The hard part is dealing with the tantrum that follows. That's the whole game. Can you say no and then remain present when your brain starts acting ridiculous? Can you stay when the excuses come in? Can you hear just one won't matter and not make it law? Can you feel restless, disappointed, deprived, annoyed, and still keep your word? Because that right there is how self-trust is built, not by never having an urge, by surviving one without abandoning yourself. This is why so many women do well for a few hours and then cave at night. Not because they don't know what to do. It's because the tantrum wore them down. They got tired of listening to the inner toddler campaign. They thought, I can't do this all night. But here's what I want you to know. If you stop feeding the tantrum, it passes, just like a real toddler. Eventually, the lower brain realizes, oh, we're not getting the candy at the grocery store anymore. And it quiets down. That is how your brain is retrained, not through punishment, through consistency. I've seen this in my own life over and over. There were times when my brain had 100 excuses for why I should skip what I planned, right? Times when I was discouraged or tired, overwhelmed, or just plain bratty. Yeah, bratty. And listen, sometimes we're not exhausted. Sometimes we're having a full emotional sequel because we don't want to be mildly uncomfortable. I remember seasons where I wanted the result, but I still had this lower brain habit of looking for the easier way out. And what changed things for me was not becoming more intense. It was becoming more available to my own discomfort. That's a grown woman sentence right there. I stopped acting like discomfort meant danger. I stopped making every urge mean I needed a new plan. I learned to sit next to that the part of me that wanted relief and say, I hear you, and we're still going. You know, not mean, not dramatic, not punishing, right? Just steady. That is how I became more consistent. That's how I built self-trust. Not because I stopped having urges, because I stopped worshiping them. So let's make this practical. You planned a 12-minute arm workout for today. And then 4:30 rolls around and you don't feel like it. That is an urge. The urge is not just food, by the way. An urge can be the desire to avoid effort, right? To the desire to postpone, the desire to negotiate, the desire to quit before you start. Now, you have four options, right? You can react and skip. You can resist and spend an hour arguing with yourself. You can distract and clean the pantry instead of and tell yourself you're still being productive. Or you can observe. And observing might sound like this. Wow, my brain really does not want to do this. I notice the thought that I'm too tired. I notice the desire to put this off. I feel heaviness in my body. I feel resistance. I feel annoyance. That's fine. I can feel that and still do 12 minutes. That is emotional resilience. Or maybe after dinner, you want something sweet. Not because you're hungry, but because you always have something sweet after dinner. Again, that's an urge. You can react, resist, distract, or observe. Observing might sound like, this is the moment my brain expects a reward. I notice I feel restless. I notice the thought, I deserve this. I notice the thought, not having it feels mean. Interesting. I can allow those thoughts to be here without obeying them. Do you see how different that is? You're no longer inside the urge, you're watching it. And when you can watch it, you can change it. Naturally toned women are not women who never want the cookie. And they're not women who leap out of bed thrilled for triceps. And they're not magical unicorn women with perfect hormones and color-coded refrigerators. They are women who have learned how to feel an urge without making it the boss. That's it. That's why this matters so much. Because every time you observe instead of react, you cast a vote for a new identity. You become a woman who can want something and still choose something else. You become a woman who doesn't panic when discomfort shows up. You become a woman who keeps promises. You become a woman who follows through even when the toddler in her brain is kicking the cart. That is how toned arms are built, not in one heroic workout, not in one perfect week, in hundreds of tiny moments where you stopped handing authority to the loudest part of your brain. I need you to hear this. Your urges do not disqualify you from becoming her. They are the training ground. The woman you want to become is built in the moments that used to take you out. I want you to think about something. Where in your life have you been treating discomfort like an emergency? Is it after dinner? Is it when you feel tired? Is it when you miss one workout and suddenly decide the week is ruined? Is it when you feel lonely, bored, stressed, overworked, frustrated, or behind? And here's the second question. What would it look like to stop trying to eliminate the urge and started learning how to outlast it, right? Not perfectly, just honestly. What would change if you stopped making urges mean something has gone wrong? because nothing may have gone wrong at all. Your brain may simply be doing what brains do, and now you get to teach it something new. So the next time you feel the urge to skip, snack, numb out, quit, start over Monday, or tell yourself some dramatic little story about why today doesn't count, I want you to remember this. There is an adult in your brain, and there is a toddler in your brain. The toddler can scream. She can negotiate. She can file complaints. She can act like this is a human rights issue because you did not eat the post-dinner chocolate. But she has no authority. You do. And every time you sit beside that discomfort without reacting to it, you get stronger, not just in your arms, in your identity. This is how self-trust is built. This is how consistency is built. This is how naturally toned women are built. Slowly, repeatedly, honestly, not by never having urges, by no longer letting them raise you. All right, my friend, I hope this gave you a completely different way to think about what's happening in your brain, because you are not weak and you're not behind and you're definitely not too old. You may just need a new relationship with discomfort. And listen, that changes everything. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.